Thank you for joining today's podcast. If you joined us last week, you know that we are in the middle of a mini-series on gratitude. As is the case with most Christian ministries this time of year, we will focus on the theme of Thanksgiving. And today's theme is, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Our text comes from John 6, 10 through 11. And Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves. And when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. Our subject for today, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now in the humblest manner that we know how to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for your comfort. Thank you for your healing, God. Lord God, we just ask right now that you will bless this podcast. Lord God, that you will allow us to hear you, to see you, to know you, to feel you as we go throughout this message on today. Lord, that you will decrease me and increase you, that your word will not return void, that you will open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we don't even have room enough to be able to receive. And most of all, that we will not leave this podcast the same way that we entered. We ask these things in your precious and holy name, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. It's almost hard to believe this is the final Sunday before Thanksgiving 2020. I hope that you all have prepared yourselves for a different type of Thanksgiving this year. Why? Because most areas have suggested restricted travel due to the rising cases of COVID-19. I am practicing what I preach by staying home this year. Yes, I'm going to miss my mom's sweet potato pie and turkey wings. And let's not forget the dressing and the collard greens. I am praying for you all as well. If you've heard of the story of the 5,000, which is one of the many miracles that Jesus performed in the Bible, you are in good company. Many have heard of that story. It has been shared throughout the ages. If you've heard of the miracle of the 4,000, you know it's a similar miracle after the feeding of the 5,000. Fewer folks have probably heard of the miracle of the 4,000 because many preachers don't preach about the 4,000. Maybe because the stories are pretty similar, many folks don't talk about the 4,000. We don't talk much in our Sunday school classes and Zoom chat rooms about the 4,000. Perhaps we don't talk much about the 4,000 because it was 1,000 people less. Some people think that means it was less of a miracle. As I look at the miracles of the 4,000 and the 5,000, there is something that catches my attention. Examining the two stories actually prompted a cause of action for me, and I hope it will for you as well. The cause of action for me is that we've got to move from just saying that we're grateful to living an attitude of gratitude, living and demonstrating that we're truly appreciative for what God has done, is doing, and will do in our lives. I can sense you anticipating me sharing the difference between the miracles. Well, here it is. The major difference between the stories, even though there are some similarities, is that the stories regarding the miracle of the 4,000 actually had more provision. The story of the 4,000 had 7 loaves. The story of the 5,000 had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. In the story of the 4,000, there was no little boy to provide, but the story of the 5,000 mentions a lad or young boy who was able to provide. The story of the 4,000 did mention a source of substance, which is probably the single most important part as a distinction between the miracle of the 4,000 and the miracle of the 5,000. Furthermore, in the miracle of the 5,000, once Jesus finished ministering to the crowd, once he finished sharing and pouring into their lives, finished healing those that had been diseased or had been ill with infirmities, it got late in the evening, and the disciples told Jesus it was time for them to go downtown to the marketplace so they could purchase food and resources. In the story of the 5,000, the disciples said, "Send them away." Perhaps that draws the distinction on where the disciples grew into maturity, because they didn't say send them away chapters later during the miracle of the 4,000. The miracle of the 5,000 is mentioned in all four gospels. The miracle of the 4,000 is mentioned in only two, but in those two gospels, the disciples do not say send them away. Perhaps the disciples have matured into lives of gratitude and generosity and compassion and understanding, because every day should be a day of thanksgiving. Allow me to explain. For the sake of time, I'm going to jump right into the points of emphasis on how we can make every day a day of thanksgiving. We have a full spiritual plate today. I will piece together the different gospels so that we can get a clear picture as possible about the details of what happened at this miracle of the 5,000. Point number one, identify what you have. That's right, identify what you have. After Jesus preached and shared with them, Mark the 6th chapter and the 38th verse says, "How much bread do you have? Go and find out." They came back and reported, "We have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish." Identify what you have. Jesus asked over 100 questions in the Bible, and I don't think there were any as important as this. Jesus asked, "How much bread do you have?" I think it's important for us not to gloss over that fact. This is something that's pretty important. It seems like it's just happenstance, but it's not just a random question. Anytime the person with all the answers ask a question, perhaps you should pay attention. Jesus asked, "How much bread do you have?" And they said, "Well, we just have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish." But here's where we should understand that we can move in maturity into understanding that every day is a day of thanksgiving. Jesus is the bread of life. And so for Jesus to ask, "How much bread do you have?" He's really perhaps saying, "Listen, I am the provider. And so regardless of what you think is about to happen, regardless of how many people you see need to be fed, if they're going to be fed, they're going to be fed through me." The Bible is very clear when Jesus said, "Nobody comes to the Father but by me." And so Jesus is the bread of life. I wonder how many of you truly believe that when circumstances seem dire, how many of you believe Jesus is still able to supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory? The first thing we must do is identify what we have. We have Jesus, and that's enough. Point number two, we have to appreciate what we have. So number one, identify what we have. Number two, we have to appreciate what we have. Here's what the Bible says in Luke, the 9th chapter, 13th verse. "But he said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they said, we have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fishes, except should we go and buy meat for all the people." We have to appreciate what we have. There is a popular phrase, "You never realize what you have until it's gone." There was a young lady one day and she read a book. She thought the book was horrible. To her, the book seemed poorly written. She didn't get it. And so she told her best friend, the book just didn't work out. Months later, she was dating a young man and they got engaged. She was at dinner one evening with her fiance and learned that her fiance was the author of the book she hated. Oh my. That evening after dinner, she went home and reread the book. When she was finished with the second read, she called her best friend and told her best friend how much she loved the book. Her best friend was confused and asked, "What's the difference between when you read it before and reading it now? Because you hated that book." The young lady said, "The difference is I fell in love with the author." Life is so much better when we fall in love with the author. God is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He's the Alpha and Omega. If you are truly going to appreciate every day as a day of thanksgiving, you've got to appreciate what you have. We've got Jesus, and that's enough. Point number Number one, identify what you have. Second point, appreciate what you have. Point number three, honor God. John 6:11, and Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. Jesus honored God. Jesus did what we call giving grace or blessing the food. The root word for grace in Greek means rejoice. In other words, anytime God gives you grace in any area of your life, you have a responsibility to give thanks. We must rejoice for his goodness and his favor. We have a responsibility to give thanks. And so how do we give thanks? We give thanks by honoring God. That's what we do when we say our Father's prayer. We start with our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. You are honoring God before you ask for anything. Before we ask for a miracle, we honor him. First, we've got to identify what we have. Second, appreciate what we have. Third, we have to honor God. Matthew 14:19 says, and he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. I had to read this a couple of times because it says he blessed them. What that means is that he took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, lifted his face to heaven in prayer, blessed the bread, broke the bread, and gave the bread to the disciples. The disciples then gave the food to the congregation. They were all filled and they gathered 12 baskets of leftovers. 5,000 were fed. Scholars note that 5,000 number probably does not include the women and children, so more than 5,000 were fed. Jesus actually blessed the provision. Jesus looked at what he had and he blessed it. I'll say that one more time because too often we look at our circumstances, what we have, and curse it by talking about how it isn't enough. Jesus looked at the provision. Remember, it was only 5 loaves and 2 fish when he blessed it and lifted it. And between the time he brought the provision back down and the time the disciples started to disperse it, the provision went from not enough to more than enough. Let me say that one more time. The provision went from not enough to more than enough. I'm sure you can look back over your life and see all that God has done. And with somebody that is on this podcast, he's been a multiplier. What looked like it wasn't enough, he made it more than enough. Jesus showed us how to make every day a day of thanksgiving, because that was going to be a bad day. He had hungry people waiting impatiently, waiting on something. The disciples were also getting impatient. But instead of moaning and complaining, when he looked at a little, he saw a lot. Some of us need to look at our circumstance right now. And what looks like a little, he is making it a lot, because God is a multiplier. Jesus gave thanks. And when he did that, God provided. Yes, in everything give thanks, because this is the will of God concerning you. And when we thank him, when the praises go up, the blessings do come down. As a reminder, Jesus performed the scarcely talked about feeding of 4,000 after this. It's called the miracle of the 4,000. I am bringing it up again because if God blessed you once, he can do it again. And when you honor God like Jesus did in front of 5,000 people, God will do more than he did before. Remember, I started by sharing the differences between the miracles. The major difference between the miracle of the 5,000 and the later miracle of the 4,000 is after Jesus faithfully honored God during the miracle of the 5,000, God gave more provision the second time around. God wants to do the same for you. How do you get to that point? Treat every day as a day of thanksgiving. Somebody right now ought to just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what I have. Thank you that you're turning my little into a lot. At this time, let us bow our heads in a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done in our lives. And right now, God, we ask for forgiveness for when we have moaned and complained and when we were not grateful. But thank you for shifting us through this message on today for us to be in a spirit of thanksgiving, thanking you for a little. Thank you when there's still gaps. Thank you when it doesn't add up. Lord, we just want to say thank you. And God, if you don't do anything else, you've already done enough because you are the multiplier in our lives. God, we ask right now that you will look on those that are sick and shut in. Lord God, that you will look on those that are in the middle of bereavement. You said that you would bless those that mourn. God, that you would bind the brokenhearted. Lord God, we ask that you will make provision right now for those that are without food, without shelter, without clothing, without medications right now, God. Lord God, that you will open doors for them that no man can shut. Lord God, that you will bring peace in every home where there is chaos, where there is distress. Lord God, right now we ask that you will take away any presence of mental or emotional lack that might be happening, God, and that people will be made whole on today in nothing else but by giving you thanksgiving. Lord, that your spirit will reign in us, that we will stir up the gift in us, God. And Lord God, that we will be a light to somebody down in the valley trying to get home. God, we give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. We know it's going to be a different for Thanksgiving for so many, God. But God, as long as we stay focused on you, help us to be focused on you, that in everything give thanks, because we know it is the will of God concerning us. In your precious and holy name we pray, in Jesus' name, amen.